Hello there. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Following the Truth. I'm Gary Zimek. Thank you so much for stopping by. I'm going to be here for the next 5 minutes as we begin, I guess what we could call this a four-part series, The Bread from Heaven, part one, two, three, and four. We'll be talking about this for the rest of the week as we look at the gospel, the gospels from daily mass. And this is, I mentioned on the show yesterday, Jesus began speaking to the people saying that, you know, you're always looking for me as a source of provision. You know, because he fed 5,000 men plus women and children on five loaves and two fish. And what happened was, and this is why Jesus would always be telling people, don't tell anybody about this. Some people, and I think we can all do this at times, they tend to focus more on what he can do in terms of material provision, what Jesus can do in terms of material provision, than on what he can do on a spiritual level. And Jesus doesn't want that. He wants us to follow him, not just so that we can have all of our physical needs or material needs supplied, but that we can have our spiritual needs supplied and that we can have a relationship with him. So today he begins this, what's called the Bread of Life discourse. He's talking about the Eucharist. He's talking about his body, blood, soul, and divinity contained in the Eucharist. And you got to remember, those of us who are Catholic, especially if we've been Catholic for a long time, we tend to accept this. I mean, this is something that we accept. We might certainly don't fully comprehend it, but we accept the fact that the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus is contained in the Eucharist. But at the time, when Jesus was telling the crowds, when he was explaining this to the crowds, that it would be necessary to eat his body and drink his blood, this was scandalous stuff. This was very difficult for them to accept. So let's try to put ourselves in their place, if we can, as we look at this, the gospel from today's daily mass, John chapter 6, verses 30 through 35. The crowd said to Jesus, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." So, you know, people are looking for some sort of a material sign from Jesus saying that we'll believe in you if you can show us a proof, some proof that you're God, that you are his son. And Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said to Jesus, "Sir, give us this bread always." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." And what we're going to see unfold as we look at the Gospels throughout the week is this message: Jesus is the bread of life. Now, obviously, they don't have a clue as to what he's talking about at this point in time. So he's going to go slowly. He's going to explain it gradually. And you'll see that people will be scandalized by this. And some people are so scandalized that they're just going to walk away from him, saying that this is too hard. It's too hard to accept this. So obviously, and I'm getting ahead of myself, but if people react that way, he's not talking about a spiritual bread. He's not talking about eating his body and drinking his blood in a figurative sense. I mean, he's literally saying, you have to eat my body, drink my blood. And of course, they're going to be confused by this. It's going to be appalling to them. They're not going to get it. But he won't water down the teaching, and I think that's the important thing for us to remember. He said what he said, and he said it because he meant it. So he set the stage today talking about he is the bread of life. And throughout the rest of the week, we're going to look at it further. And I will just say this, the fact that he gives us himself to us in this way, it's the greatest gift imaginable. Let's continue the discussion, okay? Hope you have a fantastic day, and I look forward to talking more about it with you tomorrow. God bless.